Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high?
We talked about this a bit yesterday, but Equifax.
Slowly walking down the hall.
Equifax. You know, the credit agency, if you will, says a breach to their systems exposed Social Security numbers and other critical data for more than 140 million Americans. The Atlanta-based company admitting yesterday that criminals exploited a U.S. website application to access files between mid-May and July of this year. Consumers' names, Social Security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and in some cases, even driver's license numbers. What else do you need to steal? What else do you need? I mean, and how many times we have to hear this? How many times we have to hear about these big companies, be it Target or Equifax or you pick it. You've heard lots of them. Sean Tuma is an attorney and cybersecurity expert joining us here to talk more about it. Sean, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve.
So, I mean, this is as bad as it gets. This is half of America. This almost half of America has been exposed in this hack. How does this happen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting what it says, and I've spent some time reading this notification that they sent out to try to dissect it, because I write a lot of these myself in representing clients and helping them through this. You know, it just sounds like they got in through some kind of problem with the website, that the hackers found something with their website that had a vulnerability in it, and they were able to find a way to exploit it and get in. And now Equifax is in a very, very embarrassing position, not just because they had a breach, but because of the nature of the business they're in. But
yeah, the nature of the business is they score you and I and everybody else. And now I wonder why would anybody place any value in what they have to offer? In fact, if I were a consumer and Equifax gave me a poor score, I might fight back and say, how do you know?
Yeah, I mean, and apparently dispute documents were included. But, you know, another point, Steve, whenever Equifax is the provider of one of the credit monitoring products that are often used whenever a company has a breach and gives their customers free credit monitoring. Equifax is one of the main products out there that is used for that. But there is one really important point I want to make, Steve. As I read through this, I ask, if I were writing this, why would I have written it this way? They identify 143 million Americans as being potentially affected. But then when you look at the specifics, it says 209,000 U.S. credit cards, 182,000 U.S. consumer dispute documents. What this kind of sounds like to me is they know for sure that this information was taken specifically. They have evidence of that, and they know the hackers were in the environment where they could have accessed the other information, but they don't really know whether they did or didn't, and they couldn't disprove the rest of that amount. That's why they had to say potentially 143 million.
Or exposed, as it were.
Yeah.
All right, so you're saying you don't believe that 143 million people were suddenly downloaded onto the system of some hack. But here's my question. I mean, all right, so let's say you're one of this 180,000 or 209,000 or whatever it is that they're sure they got your stuff. How do you protect yourself against that? I mean, honestly, how do you honestly protect yourself against these people?
Steve, your mind's going to explode when I tell you this, but you enroll in the product. You get the identity theft protection credit monitoring, which is really the best situation you can get yourself in, and you stay vigilant in watching your own credit reports, watching your own accounts, and just making sure if you see anything suspicious, you flag it, you put a credit freeze on it, because even though these guys are the watchers, it's still the best we really have in today's credit-driven society.
Shouldn't these folks at Equifax be offering credit monitoring flat out free?
Yeah, they're offering it to the entire, all citizens of the U.S. for free for 1 year. And they have a site that's set up to show whether you were impacted, where you can go to their site. And this is another important point I want to make, is scammers may try to use this event to set up fake websites to say, put your information in here to see if you were impacted, to steal your information. So make sure you only use the official Equifax website, which is EquifaxSecurity2017.com.
Equifax Security. Say that again.
2007. EquifaxSecurity2017.com.
All right. So here's the question, though. At what point do we realize that our systems they just don't work? I mean, how often, how many times do we have to do a story like this, Sean, where we talk about this many people were hacked, this many people were hacked, this many people? I mean, it's mind-boggling.
It is, Steve. I mean, I sent out 3 notifications like this over the last 2 weeks on behalf of clients, much smaller in many cases than you know, even the numbers we're looking at here, the 217, 182,000. But still, it's incredibly common. And right now, we're not in a position. It's a war. It's an ongoing war of the bad guys trying to get in and steal information from the
company. Well, all right,
who
should be most concerned about this? Are there people that should be more concerned than others?
People that rely mostly on credit, you know, need to be really vigilant in watching their credit, because if they have a problem and they don't have liquid assets, they're going to be in a bad position. And companies. I mean, if you own a company, you're a management in a company, look, they're after you. They're after everybody. And when you have, you're a company like Equifax that has this much data on people, you're going to have, you know, a hit on you for the cyber criminals. They're going to be out to get you. And so you'd have to know they're constantly going to be attacking you with the most sophisticated weapons they have.
Yeah, just another disappointment. But you say that they'll do it for free for the next year for anybody in America. So I think that I'll take them up on that for sure.
Yeah, I will too.
EquifaxSecurity2017.com. I'll take that for sure. As long as it doesn't say in the fine print, if you don't cancel it, we'll start charging you every month. Because that would irritate me too. I hate that part of the deal, where these companies come along and say, hey, sign up for free, and if you forget to cancel us in a month, we'll just start charging you ridiculous amounts of money, you know?
I've used the Equifax product for my clients before, and do, because it's a good product, and I don't believe it does that.
Fair enough. Well, Sean, I guess be vigilant, pay attention to what you're doing out there, and hopefully no bad people will take your information. Sean, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Sean Toome, attorney, cybersecurity expert. 143 million Americans exposed, but I'm going to take them up on that free offer. Equifax Security 2017. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. It's been a Michigan company since 1947. Every system they make, made right here in Michigan. They deliver statewide. Any challenge you have with water, Wolverine can be there for you. WolverineWaterSystems.com, the place to go for your free water test. There's nothing free, Steve. Yeah, the Wolverine water test is free. Absolutely. They can tell you what's going on with your water and if you need to do something to change it. WolverineWaterSystems.com. We'll be right back.